Welcome to Odysseys, a game of lively discourse. This audio-video presentation will help you move from a newbie to a more seasoned user. Open up the Odysseys guide to play the one-up version so you can see more detail in the screenshots. Hi, I'm Milo. I'm narrating the audio track. I've used Odyssey for 2 years in the classroom. Odyssey is the best tool I've seen for promoting critical thinking online. Slide 2. I've already talked about the benefits. Let's talk about power. A player's power is based on 3 factors. Their rating by others, and the reviews, responses, and contributions they make. The power of the player that's giving you your ratings. And 3, the number of reviews and critiques that you submit for others. Let's get started. Slide 3. Log in to the Odyssey URL, sign in, select your challenge. Recall the structure of the contributions. Responses respond to challenges. They are fully left justified. Reviews review responses. They're slightly indented. Critiques critique reviews. They're doubly indented. Now, it's easy to confuse responses and reviews. Note that they line up alphabetically. Responses come before reviews. Slide 4. Always compare your power in the upper right-hand corner with the median power in this Odyssey. This gives you some idea of how well you are doing in comparison with the other players. Slide 5. Become proficient at using the command buttons in the body of the program. There are 2 command buttons on the left side of the body. The Show Reviews button allows you to see the responses to a review, to see the reviews of a response. The Show Critique button allows you to see the critiques of a review. Slide 6. There's 1 command button in the right side of the body. The See More button allows you to see the full text of a contribution. The See Less allows you to see just a summary of the contribution. Now let's shift focus to the command buttons on the right edge of the screen. Slide 7. Select the Presentation button. You can change the order in which contributions are displayed. The default is the top option, responses with fewest reviews first. The most commonly used option is My Contributions First. We'll get to that later. Press Cancel to exit. Slide 8. Now consider the option buttons on the lower right side. There are 3 sets, a toggle button and 2 radio buttons. Each button shows the command to be executed when the button is pushed. Button captions do not show the current status of the system. It may take you some time to get used to this. The primary choice is the toggle button, Show Mine versus Show All. When you press Show Mine, you see all the contributions involving you. This option is extremely helpful in maintaining a dialogue with others. Slide 9. This is the default for the system. Show All, Responses Only, and Summaries Only. It's the most compact. You see only the responses and the summaries. It's the most inclusive. It's all responses, not just yours. Now note again that the status of the system is exactly the opposite of what shows on the face of the command button. Slide 10. This shows all the posts, the reviews and the critiques, not just the responses. Notice the slight indent. Critiques would be indented even more. Now notice the buttons on the far left, the review and critique. And again, these do not identify the status of anything. They are command buttons. This is what they will do when pushed. Slide 11. Press the responses only button. Press the full text button. That gives you this display. Slide 12. Press the all posts and the full text buttons to the lower right. Gives you this view. Slides 13 through 16 have the same 4 combinations as the last 4 slides. Instead of showing all the contributions, the screen shows only those contributions related to you. When you press the Show Mine button, all the contributions include the phrase, "You have posted here," or your response. So let's take a look at these. Slide 13, responses only, summaries only. Slide 14, press all posts for this review. Slide 15, responses only, full text. Slide 16, all posts of just things involving you, and full text. So slide 17, here are three common actions involving the option buttons. First, to see everything involving you, select Show Mine, all posts and summaries only. Do this often to see how others are rating your responses, your reviews, and your critiques. Second, to review responses that you haven't previously reviewed, from the command buttons in the lower right, select Show All, Responses Only, and Summaries Only. From the presentation window, select My Contributions First. Skip over these to find the responses you haven't reviewed. Third, to review the least reviewed responses, select Show All, Responses Only, and Summaries Only. From the presentation window, select Responses with the Fewest Reviews First. Slide 18. You know a lot more about your system now. Here are four recommendations. Number one, be accurate in your grading. Don't grant the unearned. Don't withhold what has been earned. Two, be helpful in your reasons. Identify opportunities for improvement. Three, review more than the minimum responses required. Giving constructive feedback is a skill. Odyssey can help you develop that skill. Four, critique the reviews you receive. Acknowledge those you find helpful. Questions those you don't understand. Now it's up to you to work on your thinking and communication skills. These are critical skills for life. Best wishes.